Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, out of town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt whooping.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Brown Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-4. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nosu about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your paws ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
I'm Brian, orange and white stripes. The Sea Town lights, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We're the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, Jeff. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bust that dog like, where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell. That's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Amarius Randall and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field. All you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneers fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley. Surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett. That's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
GMS, Hood Famous. Starting off with that Kaya Dog Nation, that Dog Nation song featuring Suave Gotti, Kimra the Healer. They got a remix on that featuring my brother Network. Welcome to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 9, Verse 46. That M period, A period, N period. Music, activism, news. That's the abbreviation and acronym. Hey, if you're listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in at 646-478-0944. MP3 format, music and commercials, send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press one. Now, I need to at least get a lot of stuff out of the way, so you can check out Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. period and Joseph P. Motley Jr. on YouTube. Twitter, Alfred Porter Jr. 1, and you can also Twitter Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, Hip Hop Workshop 2, Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1. Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. Facebook, Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook, Kent in Angelica. You could also Facebook HH Workshop Records or Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. For those looking for music online, check out www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is still Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The web page of Black on BlackCleveland.com. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, or Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceItRadio.com before 6 p.m. Queens Court Radio. I also want to let people know, since I'm looking at it, you can check out the YouTube page of Miss Commentary, all together, Miss Commentary, take a space, and then add in Cleveland. All right, let's go and get into what is important right now. Before I go to the phone line of 216-804, I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting at number 10, OXE, O period, X period, E period. Ox the Conqueror. Number 9, I Am Piranha with Boss Bit. Yep. Number 8, debuting, guess it's that Brown stuff, Lowdown the Barbarian with DPG, Dog Pound Ground. Number 7, Joseph P. Motley Jr. That's the YouTube page, which has Nelson Mandela from Black House Sounds. BET just showed that movie over the weekend, too. Also, Sheriff Kilroy's Grown Man Anthem. Number 6, HJS and 4 More, the song called Lonely. And that's on GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube. I think that song features Sheriff Kilroy, Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, Richie Carlisle, HJS on lyrics, and Rich Lucky doing the singing. And HJS also has the song that had about 1,400-plus views, No Time to Sleep, also on GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube. Number 5, debuting, the end of the year game night spotlight on various artists on Facebook. More on that in a little while. Number 4, debuting, Feed the Hunger at Steak Woke concert. More on that later. Number 3, from Christmas to Kwanzaa, it moved up. From Christmas to Kwanzaa last Saturday at the African Museum, Black Wall Street Empire, Brother Poet dropped that knowledge, Man in the Street, DJ Red, Black, and Green accompanied the head DJ, DJ Cowboy, Brickhouse Wellness, East Cleveland City Council Vice President, and Congressional Candidate District 11, Juanita Gowdy, mayoral candidate, my brother Anthony Wilson, Ward 6 Council Candidate Lavelle Thomas, Ward 12 Council Candidate Twayne McGee, that's McGee 2021 on Facebook. Let's see, GMS Hood Famous TV, Sheriff Kilroy, The Video Shoot, BMA, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, for a brief time, Miss Commentary Cleveland on YouTube. That is the biggest jump, jumped all the way to number three. Number two, Kaya Dog, that's C-U-Y-A-H-D-O-G crew page on Facebook. 16,000 plus views on their snippet. And let me tell you something, the way the Browns are playing, hey, there's only one thing that could have reached number one. That's the Browns-Ravens game right now, Monday Night Football, ESPN, WKYC. Governor DeWine said the game attendees are exempt from the 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. Wow. So that's some of what has happened. Before I go to the phone lines, let me start off and say, have to say this, rest in peace, rest in heaven for the legendary Rude Boys. They lost Buddy Banks. He passed. I also want to take the time to at least, you know, add what's going on and say that we also lost the actor Tommy Lister Jr. Now, a lot of people are probably saying, who the hell is that? All right, Tommy D. Tiny Lister Jr. June 24th, shared the birthday with Man in the Street, but he was born June 24th, 1958. He passed on December 10th, 2020. He was an American character actor and occasional professional wrestler known for his roles as the neighborhood bully Debo in the 1990 film Friday and its 2000 sequel, and as President Lindbergh in The Fifth Element. He had two short professional wrestling stints with Hulk Hogan in the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, after appearing as Zeus in the 1989 movie No Holds Barred, and resuming the feud as Z Gangsta in 1996 for World Championship Wrestling, WCW. He was blind in his right eye, which droops, and the look in movies is a product created by film crews. He played in both comedies and dramas, usually cast as the heavy. He also had a distinguished track and field experience while in college. So that's a couple of things that did happen. We lost a few of the quote-unquote great ones. We also lost, I have to put this in there, because we lost her, and her name, Natalie Dazelle Reed. BAPS, Cinderella actress, passed away. That was Natalie Dazelle Reed. Excellent. She was a charming actress who won hearts while starring in films such as BAPS and Madea's Big Happy Family, as well as television series such as Eve and For Your Love. So we just wanted to let people know who we lost. It's, like I say, very, very decorated actress for the roles that she had taken. I'm going to at least now, since somebody's not watching, you know, maybe they are watching the Browns game and they can tell us something about it. I don't know, but I'm going to go to 216-804. That's 216-804. How are you doing out there?
I am doing fine, Mr. Porter.
I hear you.
Yes, but I'm not liking what I'm seeing.
Oh, what are you seeing?
I'm seeing that these big grown and so-and-so men, older than anything else, wider than anything else, beating up on our Browns.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't like what I'm seeing.
I don't like that either.
I
don't.
Me No. And my dog, I wanted him to go in and do some biting, but he hollered he didn't want to catch Corona.
Oh, wow. Yeah, keep the dog safe, please. Keep the dog safe.
Yeah. I let him stay safe.
All
and,
right.
And showing him pointing and showing him what's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, please,
yeah, okay.
Thank you for at least sharing the time and calling in. I didn't expect any phone callers because I knew that everybody would be watching the Browns game, but I'm glad you called
right.
while watching the Browns game. Thank you.
Yes, I'm calling while watching it. I don't like what I'm seeing.
I got you.
And now I know why, you know. They
mm-hmm.
just turned around. What did they do? And try to think they hit another, got another. That's what it is. They got another, you know, touchdown.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you for keeping us informed.
Okay, take care and hang
you
in
too.
And keep up the good work.
All right.
And I like
try
the song you played, Where My Dog's At.
That's oh, okay.
Daddy.
Yeah, that's a good song. It really is.
Yes, it is.
We're going to get the updated remix version, and we will play that probably within the next couple of weeks. So I got you.
Okay, good. I'll be listening.
All right. Thank you so much. Go Browns. And with that being said, I better take the time to let people know. That's one of the only reasons why I came on, was to let people know some of the things that's going on. I want to let people know that it is tomorrow, 6 p.m., the doors will open. It's the Feed the Hunger and Stay Woke concert, as it appears on Facebook, the Feed the Hunger and Stay Woke concert, which is tomorrow, Kipling, off of Ivanhoe. It's being sponsored by Proprietor Entertainment Music Group. It'll feature a concert from Major Taps and Almighty FX. The first 50 people that bring in food or canned goods is to Feed the Hunger and Stay Woke food drive. First 50 people that bring in food or canned goods will receive a cash prize. That's all I can say. That is going down tomorrow with a 44110 area code. And, hey, we look forward to people coming out and being part of that event. Also, it is, I should say, this coming Saturday. Facebook, it says the end of the year game night spotlight on various artists, which will happen at the Nash Slovenian National Home on East 80th Street, 44105, the Nash. People are definitely invited to come out 80th Street off of Union. Cleveland, Ohio. Is the bowling game night as planned by Miss Commentary Cleveland YouTube and assisted by Al Porter Jr. to provide a year-end entertainment for families to get together and enjoy themselves, as we aren't putting a price on it. So any donation is good and expected because we are all struggling during these critical times with the spotlight on activists, advocates, artists, as well as politicians coming together to have fun. There'll be darts. It's card games, you name it. Wear bowling appropriate shoes, so come in with your aim game. I do know that so far you'll have performances from Black House Sounds, and that will be Saturday 4 to 6 to 6:30. So we're looking forward to that. Let me at least go back to where I am. I'm just thankful that people have chose to enjoy themselves. There was a video that was filmed. I'm going to go on and play the song where there's been a video film for it. People have been talking about this song for a few months since it came out. Trust me, it's going to be very interesting, that video. It's called BDA. Now, I should say it's made for the parents and the people in the hood. BDA, beat their ass. But for those in the suburbs or those who love to flaunt their King's English skills, you can call it BTA, beat their ass. With that being said, BDA from Kilroy, Igloo Crew Records, it's a track that they had the instrumental for, and 334 Music was the studio. Sheriff Kilroy, yeah.
A message from the police, the teachers, the courts, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass.
Going to the club with them. Igloo Crew 3342. If your child act up,
If your child act up,
whoop their ass.
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 And it looks like, uh-oh, the Browns are back in this. Nick Chubb just ran in another touchdown. It looks like it's going on 14-all, depending on, you know, the extra point. But it looks like it's 14-all, everybody, right here in Cleveland. I want to thank all those who are online checking us out at the same time. I appreciate that. All I can say is, we told you so. Now, a lot of people complain, and this is for my 16-foot step ladder for my soapbox. 16-foot step ladder for my soapbox. When a lot of people said, well, you're always picking on people, let me tell you something. You know, I remember what Devin Branch once said, that back in the, I will say, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, a lot of townships, follow me on this one, they would have been thankful to at least, a lot of blacks would have been thankful to be in a city which had a black mayor, black city council, and have a ruling majority. Because in the 30s, 40s, 50s, early 60s, a lot of those southern towns, the sheriff was white, the judge was white, people in charge were white, the police department white, and you knew there were a lot of hangings coming up, and if you weren't hung, you were going to be thrown away and locked with the key. Just pitched away, locked up with the key, pitched away. Now, my 16-foot step ladder for the soapbox. At that time, you had a mayor who was pushing for annexation. As a matter of fact, Gary Norton was the mayor. Now, the people came up and they said, we need to recall. A man in the street joined up with a lot of different people who went to recall the mayor a couple of times. Well, it finally worked, and history was made because they recalled the mayor and the city council president at the same time. They recalled both of them. So the reason that I say that is because I remember doing a song before Rihanna made her song called Better Have My Money, but I took mine directly from AMG, who was a rapper from Cleveland, who went to California and joined up with DJ Quick, and he made the original version of Better Have My Money, and I paid tribute to him. But on my version, I talked about Gary Norton, Mayor Frank G. Jackson, Bree Lowe, who shot 49 times. But my thing is this. The former mayor of East Cleveland, and his assistant were charged with impeding a federal investigation into bribery and fraud. Gary Norton, who was recalled in 2016, this is very important because I remember doing what I did, but anyway, it's updated. It's posted on December 14th. Ta-da! That's what today is. Anyway, former mayor of East Cleveland, and his assistant were charged Monday with impeding a federal investigation into bribery and fraud. Gary Norton, who was recalled in 2016, and Vanessa Veals were charged with separate counts of obstruction of justice. Federal prosecutors filed the charges through bills of information, meaning the cases did not go through a grand jury. In most cases, prosecutors file bills of information when the defendants are cooperating with the investigation. This is what happened. I'm not shocked at all, East Cleveland Councilwoman Juanita Gowdy said. Not at all. It really makes the city look bad. But I'm thinking that more needs to be done to make our city move forward. Norton's attorney, John Mitchell, said he couldn't discuss pending litigation. Veals lawyer Harvey Bruner also said he couldn't talk about the matter. But a spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office declined to comment. But an FBI spokeswoman said the case is part of an ongoing investigation. She wasn't discussing it. But here's what happened. The charges said that FBI agents and the Office of Inspector General of the U.S. Housing and Urban Development were looking into allegations of bribery and fraud in the city. While the charges do not reveal exactly what the agencies were examining, city officials said the scope of the investigation involved demolition contracts. In May 2017, federal prosecutors opened a grand jury investigation well after Norton had left office. On September 17, 2018, federal authorities interviewed Norton and told him about the investigation, the charges said. The agents instructed Norton not to tell anyone about their conversation with him other than his attorney. Later that day, Norton met with Veals and told her about the investigation at an interview, court documents show. Later, when the federal agents asked Norton whether he had spoken with anyone about that conversation, he denied that he had, according to the charges. As a result, the agents were impeded in their ability to collect additional evidence in their investigation. And so the records go into greater detail on Veals. The documents allege that Norton emailed several letters to Veals in July of 2018, asked her to place the letters on East Cleveland letterhead, print them, and have them signed by an unidentified city employee. The charges said Veals did not pass the letters to the city official. Instead, she forged the employee's signature 2 months later after Norton told Veals about the interview. Veals told another employee about Norton's interview with the agents, according to the charges. Oh, this is interesting. Veals also deleted the emails and attachments that Norton had sent to her, the charges said. Norton had served on East Cleveland City Council since 2004. He was elected to the mayor's office in 2009. The allegations said Veals worked for the city from 2007 to 2019. For East Cleveland Councilman Nathaniel Martin, who has served the city for 27 years, the charges were both surprising and saddening. Absolutely, Gary was a bright young guy, Martin said. I supported him for mayor, but he let his ego get involved. He made some bad decisions. That is, basically speaking, what happened on that one. You know, as I go back and take a look, I just wanted to say, now it makes sense why we did what we did. Well, because it was a lot of them at the African Museum the past week. Shoot, I got to tell you this right now. If I'm going to get married, it's got to be to a woman who has this song title, Big Legs. Hey, that's 3342 Music. Even though the song ended up on CMHA, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist, the song features, it was produced by, it was the song from Emacs, The Image, and he said, hey, you can put that song on your album. This is his song. It was the rap remix of his song called Big Legs, but the rap remix was put on the album, Big Legs.
Yeah. Hey, hey.
Looking for my girlfriend, my girlfriend, my girlfriend. light skin or brown skin. She can be a little girl or a big girl. I don't care.
So she's in my world, yeah.
Pineapple mixed with OJ. I see you, girl. Cleveland curve appeal. Just rock your curves, cause curvy girls rock, no matter your size. I'm a real man. Women please my eyes. Larger, thick, big girl, midget. I mean little person. I take digits. Rachel said it best. Saying fun size. Any size girl. Always the right time. Church girl or in clubs. True how I speak. Female Republicans. Y'all some freaks. I'm an activist, but this is a fact. First things first, I'm still a man. I'ma treat you right, but here's your self-help. If you're a woman, be proud of yourself. I make statements, ladies, it's true. Emax and Cher, we love you.
Correctional inmate's family wanted answers for the brutal beating in prison. His mom, Sheila Love, had brought up the fact that the mother of Cedric Lindsay demanding answers, and she wanted them now. On Thanksgiving morning, while visiting her daughter in Washington, D.C., Sheila Foster said she heard the most horrifying news of all, her life, that her son was possibly on life support. Person who she didn't know on what was going on, that her son was hanging on for dear life in a coma. The thing about it was a person who she didn't know had called and told her about what had happened. As a matter of fact, I could say that it was very, very interesting on that. And my thing is, it was a very, very deep conversation on what happened. Like I say, the inmate's name, Cedric Lindsay, his mom on Thanksgiving, visiting her daughter in D.C., receives a phone call. She didn't know the person, but they called to say her son was beaten real bad by 6 guards at the Madison Correctional Facility, and I better head down there right away. And that's what Sheila Foster said. Without any hesitation, she drove 8-plus hours just outside of Columbus, looking frantically for whatever hospital her son was in. Once she found her son, she discovered he'd been in a coma from the beating he received. Praise God that by the following week, he was recovering. But still, that wasn't enough. She wanted answers. She knew a cover-up was taking place, because after the beating by the guards who had done that, they took her son, as he healed up, back to the prison. So far, she's had enough media attention and activists who are at least watching out for everything, which is a blessing. Also, we will keep you informed. Like I say, the mother has done her tour, basically speaking. She's gone to the media outlets, different organizations who are going to back her up with her son, and that's a blessing. That's a big blessing. The past moratorium in Cleveland, Ohio, the Department of Public Utilities lifted its moratorium on water and power shutoffs. They began to do that again on December the 1st. It opened up its regular process for collections and disconnection of services for any delinquent water and or electric accounts. So the thing is, though, at the start of the pandemic in March, Mayor Frank Jackson proclaimed a civil emergency. The city suspended all its utility disconnections for non-payment starting March 13th. The city did say the decision to resume disconnections was not done lightly. The city is greatly aware of the financial difficulties facing residents due to the pandemic, according to the city release. The thing is, though, there's a great concern and awareness of the financial difficulties and other vulnerabilities many of the department DPU's customers are facing due to the pandemic. But the city is offering tools to assist customers in need. In addition to affordability programs, utilities are offering extended payment plan options and coordinating with, I believe, outside agencies to refer customers for additional services. That's the blessing. So I'm saying that because definitely, please check and see what can be done. Additionally, the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio has put a winter reconnection order in place for Ohio's electric and natural gas customers to reconnect or to avoid disconnection of their utilities during the winter heating season from October the 5th through April 15th. The order is for Ohio's investor-owned electric and natural gas utilities only. It does not apply to municipally owned utilities or rural electric co-ops. In other words, this is stuff that Cleveland needs to be doing on their freaking own. The administration did say that they are going to work with families who are truly having difficulties in December. And basically speaking, even Councilman Mike Polensic said that it was good news to him to hear that. And the city encourages customers who need assistance. If you need assistance, contact the Cleveland Water at 216-664-3130. That's 216-664-3130. Or Cleveland Public Power at 216-664-4600. That's 216-664-4600. Don't sit back and say, well, they ain't going to shut that off. They said they could. Yeah, they restarted it. So technically speaking, they're letting you know, yes, they can. So I'm just letting you know that because you do need to be made aware of that. You really do. And maybe this will work out well for you. My thing is, as I talk to you all, I thank you again for taking the time to tune into this program because it's not something you had to do. So by you going on to do that, that really helped me out quite a bit. I have some other things that's on my mind. And what's on my mind is simply put, I haven't played this song in a little while. Ballhead Fred, a.k.a. Fred G, formerly Nappyhead Fred. Hey, living my black life.
Really want peace. I see y'all street thugging, cause y'all is bad as the police. Cause y'all killers, real. When y'all see them dirty cops, y'all ain't trying to pull them triggers. When y'all see the police, y'all just scatter. I ain't dying over petty. My black life better. Come on. So what the f*** is you wildin' for?
Come on.
You buzzin' shots in the club, what for?
Come on.
When you see the police, why you... I see the violence won't cease, so I'm protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Yeah, yo, they quick to put you in a slammer. Police don't give a fair, shoot you on camera. They evil, and they treat you like a slow burner. Gotta duck them f***ing kids, cause they getting away with murder. Check it, you can run, but you can't hide. Yo, I'm God, I ain't got no time for devilish vibes. Wicked minds don't not hunt, and they wanna clown me. Rest in peace, Amir Rice, and they wanna Mike Brown me. Ain't no justice in this country, and it never was peace. When you hear them f***ing sirens, that's the sound of the beast. They won't cease, they love to pick a fight with us. Illuminati cops out here blood sacrificing us, fighting us. Yo, it's hard to get out they sight. When I'm getting pulled over, I don't know if I'ma die tonight. Leave me alone, I had a day. You ain't gotta break the law, they gon' f*** with your anyway. So what the f*** is you wildin' for?
Come on. Come on.
You harassing me, cop, what for?
Run.
I'm protecting my black line.
I ain't tryna get shot by you.
Run.
Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you.
Run.
Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you.
Run.
Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you.
Okay, so the Electoral College has ratified on December 14th that Joe Biden has won. I think it's a fair assumption, whether you like him or not, to be able to say that the election is now officially in Joe Biden and Kamala Harris' hands. I was talking to somebody, and they pointed out to me that for the time people or persons of the year, they could have seen the front line people, like healthcare workers, receiving the Person of the Year award. I could have seen that. That's thinking outside the box. Then again, Joe Biden, with his pick of Kamala Harris, made history for women everywhere, women of color, women in general, and the fact that they went through a whole lot, and for the most part, even through debates, well, besides the fact when Joe Biden lost it and said, "You're a clown, and will you shut up, man?" Besides those two times, he really kept it and kept his cool. Even in the transition, he didn't go too far over what have you. I think he deserves it because of his temperament. You know, it's very interesting that person that I paid tribute to on a record, Senator Mitt Romney, had put out there and said it's madness for Republicans to challenge the Electoral College vote. He had said that a while back. As a matter of fact, just a couple of weeks ago, as Senator Matt Romney from Utah dismissed a push from fellow Republicans in the House who were mulling over the idea of challenging the Electoral College vote in an effort to keep President Trump in office for another 4 years. As a matter of fact, it's in that fact where Romney told reporters a couple of Tuesdays ago, "This is madness. We have a process. Recounts are appropriate. Going to the court is appropriate. Pursuing every legal avenue is appropriate. But trying to get electors not to do what the people voted to do is madness." The Republican from, no, yeah, a Republican from Alabama, Representative Mo Brooks, said he planned to challenge the Electoral College vote when Congress meets to officially certify the election results after the first of the year. I'm doing this because, in my judgment, this is the worst election theft in the history of the United States, and if there was a way to determine the Electoral College outcome using only lawful votes cast by eligible American citizens, then Donald Trump won the Electoral College. Okay. But anyway, Romney was like, since President Joe Biden was projected the winner in November's election, Trump and his allies have alleged without evidence that widespread voter fraud led to a rigged election. It's very, very interesting that, you know, Mitt Romney did say that. And it's interesting. There's nothing more important for Attorney General Barr and others of federal law enforcement to eliminate false claims of fraud and verify the veracity of claims. Freedom Caucus Chairman Andy Biggs from Arizona, Republican, said, "We are running out of clock. There's not much runway left to land the plane." Well, anyway, basically speaking, I think after what happened today, I think everybody can at least just say, hey, look, let's just go on and accept certain things. If we could do that, when maybe people will be okay. As I look at my time here, I want to thank everybody who at least tuned in this evening. One of the other interesting things that, you know, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Ohio's leader in news, as Ohio lawmakers stand up for businesses and against the governor's restrictive coronavirus orders. One of the bills vetoed by Governor DeWine. As GOP state lawmakers continue efforts to stop DeWine from issuing coronavirus orders, DeWine fights back. It was very interesting that that's what's been going on in Ohio, as some 30 members of the Ohio House of Representatives, led by Republican lawmakers, have co-sponsored legislation designed to curtail the authority of Ohio's governor relative to his coronavirus mandates, and that would no longer require businesses to permit government inspectors to impede on them as a means to ensure their such mandates are adhered to. House Bill 799 is the latest of several recent bills offered by DeWine's fellow Republicans and some in the state legislature who seek to overturn the governor's coronavirus executive orders issued the past month, including an order requiring that retailers ensure employees and customers age 10 or older wear a face mask or face fines other penalties, and an order giving state employees authority to ensure compliance with this mask-wearing mandate and social distancing rules. Many of the targeted orders that came through, it's just very interesting in itself. So the main thing with that is there's a war or battle brewing, so this would be very interesting to see if Governor Mike DeWine will face stiff opposition from people in his own party when he goes to run again. As many of the targeted orders that the state legislature has had to address, whether directly or indirectly, are repeat orders first issued by the governor in March when the pandemic first hit the nation with a vengeance. So it's just an interesting thing to see what might happen. And so we will see how this goes, as Mike DeWine, as governor, has remained steadfast in pushing policy he deems necessary to protect Ohioans from the pitfalls of the coronavirus. And in spite of legal fights with the business establishment and Ohio lawmakers across partisan lines who want more in what the governor can and cannot do during a pandemic. So this is very interesting. And, of course, the former U.S. Senator and State Attorney General, the seasoned DeWine 73, has faced protesters at the State House over closing businesses early and at one time closing them all together, and has said that his executive orders are needed to slow the spread of the virus. So businesses say lawmakers on them and such mandates are not fully necessary. So we will see how this one turns out. I want to thank those once again who chose to tune in this evening. I'm making this as easy as possible. When I say that, I mean it. And I can honestly say I appreciate you all for taking the time. I mentioned Mitt Romney. Why not play this particular track? It was dedicated to Mitt Romney.
I walk alone, I stand alone. 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 I walk alone, I walk alone. I stand alone, like Mitt Romney, I'm in my zone. I'm conservative, Republican, not a follower. I set my trend on my Romney. I live by faith, creators got me, covered by grace. Utah may be the home of Mitt
Romney.
216 zone is where I spit. I'm the AM alpha male, in fact. I'm a grown man, that's how I rap. You ain't in my lane, hold up, listen. I lost my job due to activism. Jewish owner had jealousy, got mad at me, cause I'm on TV. You can't use cash to try and break me. Y'all money hungry, that's how you fake me. In my Romney zone, you can bring it on. I can stand in heat, just sing along. I stand alone, I walk alone. 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 Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone.
HJS Mute.
Stand alone.
3342.
Stand alone.
Grace Communion.
Stand
at
alone.
The front stage. Severance
stand
Center.
Alone.
Pastor Tamar Gray.
Stand alone.
Friends Fellowship Bible Church.
Stand alone.
17325 Euclid Avenue,
alone.
Queens. 2190 at
stand
Chandler
alone.
Park Building. Pastor Wicked.
Stand alone.
AME.
Stand
Rock.
Alone.
Pastor Reed.
Stand
154
alone.
Kipling Avenue.
Stand
Community
alone.
Ministry. Pastor
stand
Harris.
Alone.
15415 Kipling
alone.
Avenue.
Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone.
Thank you all for letting me get so much news out. So why don't I play, since he produced the track that you just heard, which was HJS Music, even though Sheriff Kilroy rapped and it was, you know, the Blog Talk radio people need to know that it was the studio of 3342 Music that did the final run-through of that. But why not play the guy with the lyrics? HJS himself on the song Always. Peace.
But switching gears every time I hear the phone ring. If there's some business to get, I got to go and get it. But if it's wasting my time, then I ain't fucking with it. Too many years done passed with me taking L's like breath. So if it ain't to the best, then push that shit to the left, I guess. Then maybe it's the pressures of time that make me jump up off the bed and continue to grind. The stress of being broke is just too much to bear. So I make sure to stay the fuck from there. Real clear, that's how I'm thinking. Bullshit is thinking. Titanic dreams, but that motherfucker's thinking. I'm flowing poetry, emotion, as I speak. speak it from the heart. Many false starts, but I know the reason for the arts. It's the truest shit you only get from the bottom end. Plug me in and watch this fat nigga get a win by MCing. Because I just can't stop 20 million different styles, but it's all hip hop. So I do my part maintaining the game. Drop some knowledge on the loop when expanding your brain. I'm digging deep into the soul as I roll right here. Crystal clear, no fear, pimping. This is the year, yeah, yeah. Cause HAS is finally in the zone. And when I'm gone, I'm gone.